This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. Some $40 million in state aid is now available for South Carolina farmers after the House and Senate this week voted to override Governor Nikki Haley's veto of the Farm Aid Bill. The House on Tuesday voted 112-2 to override. The Senate followed suit on Wednesday by a 39-3 vote. Haley stated shortly after last fall's major flooding that she opposed direct state aid for farmers who suffered major crop losses in the floods, saying it wasn't fair for farmers to get help that was not available to all small businesses. The GOP-controlled legislature was sharply critical of the Republican governor. Following the votes, House Speaker Jay Lucas called Haley's rationale for the veto factually inaccurate, and Senate President Pro Tem Hugh Leatherman termed her action irresponsible. What seemed to rankle the farm community and its allies in the legislature the most, however, was Haley referring to the program as a bailout. Calhoun County Representative Russell Ott, a farmer who refrained from voting on the override, said the term bailout from the governor was disingenuous.
I understand why she does it, but I think also a lot of other South Carolinians can see through that. And they know it's not a bailout as she would like to deem it. What it simply is a lifeline to try to get farmers through this year, through the planting season.
The law will allow farmers in disaster-declared counties to apply for grants up to $100,000 each and covering no more than 20% of their total loss. The legislature overrode another governor's veto this week. Governor Haley vetoed a bill that would prohibit prescriptions for eyeglasses and contacts following online eye exams. Haley said the measure was anti-competition. This week, the General Assembly gave final passage to a bill prohibiting abortion after 19 weeks of pregnancy. South Carolina becomes the 17th state to pass the ban. Opponents say it will ultimately be declared unconstitutional. The ban allows exceptions only if a mother's life is in jeopardy or a doctor determines a fetus can't survive outside the womb, and it contains no exceptions for rape or incest. Anti-abortion lawmakers had been pushing the bill for the entire 2 years of this legislative session. Opponents of the ban in the House waged a last-minute attempt to derail it. Columbia Representative James Smith argued that lawmakers were substituting their judgment for that of women facing abortion decisions.
That you and your wisdom in voting for this bill are making this decision for them today, not knowing any of the circumstances of their lives or how they got pregnant, not knowing any of the circumstances of their medical condition, necessary or otherwise, and certainly not having any idea of their conscience and their fate. We are making this decision for them after 20 weeks.
The sponsor of the bill, Representative Wendy Nanny of Greenville, told the Associated Press that she's hopeful the law is a step to eventually get rid of abortion altogether. Next year's state budget package is now headed to a conference committee. House and Senate members of the committee will try to compromise on differences between House and Senate versions of the budget. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Brian White said he's optimistic the $7.5 billion package can be passed before the mandatory adjournment date of June 2nd. Last year, lawmakers had to return to Columbia to finish the budget after the adjournment date. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.